are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
Magazine show, now broadcasting live from New England. The Up to Me Magazine show is your inspirational go-to platform for behind the scenes with industry professionals and talent in Christian entertainment and successful small businesses. Join us today as our guest will be CEO and entrepreneur Seth Baylor of Central Connecticut's Oak Ridge Dairy Farm and home of the Modern Milkman. I'm your host, Gabby G, because I was born with the gift of gab, a trait that each of my friends and family can all attest to. So whether you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me as I introduce to you each morning another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. Each week, I will welcome our guest and invite you to join me in conversations on diverse topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. Here at Up to Me Magazine, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. We are pleased to announce that Up to Me Radio is now on TuneIn through Alexa and Google Home. Simply say, I want to listen to Up to Me Radio on TuneIn, or listen to Up to Me Radio through Google Play Music, as well as Stitcher, iTunes, and now Spotify. Join our 1 million plus listeners in uploading any one of these apps on your mobile or Android devices. Up to Me Radio can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Whether you are a new listener this season or a loyal present listener to this program, you now have the ability to be a subscriber to the Up to Me Magazine show. Simply go to our website at www.up2meradio.com and click on the show image to check out our latest events, hot topics, tips, promotional giveaways, and more. Well, one of my favorite memories from my childhood in the 1960s and 70s was always the local trip to our Cloverland Dairy Farm in Baltimore County, Maryland. Cloverland Dairy provided all of our county's milk, eggs, and cheese on an almost daily and weekly home delivery service. On weekends, Cloverland Dairy Farm allowed families to walk through and view the milking process from the cows to bottling. At the completion of that process, Cloverland provided fresh homemade soft vanilla ice cream cones. In those days, many services made home deliveries, from dairy to dry cleaning, groceries, and Charlie chips. We even had a Fuller Brush man and Miss Edna, our Avon lady, who gave us free lipstick samples and order pads to play with. Those were the days of a simpler time, to be sure, and sometimes my siblings and former neighbors still reminisce of those good old days and feel a little sad that today's current progression has replaced those services with super grocery stores and one-stop shopping warehouses for today's busy families. So my sentimental self was pleasantly surprised one evening. Actually, I was very excited when I happened upon a news story on our local Connecticut news channel. The story reflected on those former days of the local dairy home service and one such local farm here in Connecticut, Oak Ridge Dairy, who was committed to bringing back dairy delivery to the central Connecticut area. The brilliant program through Oak Ridge Dairy Farm is the Modern Milkman, which combines old-fashioned quality customer service and various products within a modern subscription, box ordering, and home delivery system to serve local families while providing another alternative to sustain their own family's 100-plus-year-old legacy. After the broadcast, I immediately contacted the philanthropic and innovative CEO of the Modern Milkman, Seth Baylor, and asked him to be a guest on my program this morning. So it is with great honor to give a warm Up to Me magazine welcome to Mr. Seth Baylor. Seth, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the invite.
We're just so thankful to have you here because your story is such an inspiration to me and really to all Americana. I feel like, you know, apple pie, lemonade, baseball, and dairy farms, because what would we do without our dairy farmers, right? Well, before we talk about your brilliant Modern Milkman program after the break, I would first like to begin just by introducing you and Oak Ridge Farm to our listeners. So I read that you are a fifth-generation Baylor of Oak Ridge Farms. Is that right?
That is correct.
So can you tell me about your family's rich 100-year-old legacy?
Okay.
Where are you?
So we're located in Ellington, Connecticut. Actually, my great-great-grandfather started the farm back in 1890. He started with a typical farm in the late 1800s, a few cows, raised vegetables, tobacco on 12 acres of land right here in right in the Connecticut River Valley. And actually was from an immigrant from Switzerland, Germany area. I'm not sure what country, but came over and started farming actually in the central Midwest, Illinois. And there was a drought in the Midwest, so actually moved east, which usually farmers in that time frame move from east to west. But he did the opposite because it was hard to support a family in the Midwest at that time. So he started 12 acres of land and a few cows and supporting his family. So.
Well, I read on your website, and I thought this was interesting. I wanted to unpack this a little bit because I feel like it got brushed over on your website, but I wanted to really talk about it. And on the website, it said that other smaller farms of those early years closed their doors. But despite this, Oak Ridge was able to press on as a fully operational dairy farm. What do you think made the difference for your family to remain sustainable?
It's a good question. It's so true. It's not a very easy industry to be in. So over the last 100 years, there's actually been a lot of farms that have gone out of business. And actually, I have a map in my office that shows how many farms were actually in Ellington, Connecticut. So the town, and from the town line to the town line, there is a strip of road that they used to call the milkiest mile in America.
The milkiest?
It was the milkiest mile in America. There was more.
I love that.
There was more dairy farms on that stretch of road than anywhere else in the country. So
wow.
That was in the 30s and 40s. And I have a map of all those farms. And now today there's only two left. So us and our neighbors. So just an interesting, it's an interesting way that it turned out. But your question was how did we stay in business, and that's a million-dollar question. I'm not sure. Maybe the other ones all got smarter, but my grandfather and his father were always innovative. They're always looking to do the right thing and grow, and so So I guess that there has always been a very much passion for agriculture in the family. So that's probably what kept them in the business. It's not an easy business to be in. So I guess they were determined to stay in it.
Now, I know that you're a man of faith. Do you think that played a part? I think you have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
A lot of farmers have to rely on the Lord to, you know, to help sustain them, because it is, you know, weather related, and all those kind of things can play a part in their crops and all of that. But you have Oak Ridge has an integral belief system also, which I definitely feel like has helped keep you sustainable and growing as well. Can you talk about your belief system?
Yeah. The Lord blessed us a lot over the many years. A Christian based family, very close family. And, we rely on the Lord on everything that we do, and He's blessed us over the years on many different things. Even just succession and, you know, taking over next generations and, you know, first starting the farm back in the 1800s was a way to support a family. And over the years, it turned into a business, but still some of those core beliefs have carried through in the business of a family business. And, you know, today we're multi-generational, multi-faceted, multi-partners, and we still have a lot the same beliefs of, you know, when we started. So,
well, I just wanted to back up to what you were saying, because it's I think it's kind of cool. Because there's a lot of family-run 100-year-old businesses that I've known over the years in different places that I have lived. And the generations of kids, as they grow older or as they come about, don't want any part of the family business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's amazing and speaks a lot about your family that the more modern generations, such as yourself, are willing to be are willing to carry on the family name and the business, and you do it in
mm-hmm.
such an innovative way. And we'll talk about that after the break. But I'm just so impressed with that. But
I'll say that it's family businesses are not easy, and we could actually do a whole nother podcast just on family businesses and family dynamics. But it's definitely a great, you know, there's a lot of pros and a lot of cons in family businesses, mm-hmm. and successions are great, but it's there's always challenges. So we might look like we have it all figured out, but no, we're always learning. So,
you're always learning.
we don't have it all figured out.
Well, that's kind of what I think helps sustain you and make you grow, is because you don't have it all figured out, but you come together to try and figure it out. And so your program, The Modern Milkman, I think has done that for you. And I just think it's really fascinating. And one other thing that I saw on your website that I really love, and I actually researched this because I thought, now this is impressive. Tell us about your 318,000 square foot facility that you built in 2016. Okay. It's a pretty large facility, and it's extremely state-of-the-art. It's not just like you put some heat into the barn for your cows. This is an amazing, kind of like a system, correct?
Yeah.
Is it called Delau,
yeah, no.
or what's that called?
We've been in the dairy business for 100 years, and over the years, we've always, you know, tried to continue to grow, you know, and get better and get more efficient. And so, you know, in the 1960s, my grandfather and his brother built a state-of-the-art barn, and, you know, kind of were a leader in their time. And, you know, it was running for 50 plus years in that same building. And we did go through a family transition, and I actually came into the business in about 7 years ago. And, you know, as a business, we decided that we wanted to be here for another 50 years. And we took a hard look at, what we'd have to do to be here for another 50 years, and that would be continue to innovate, continue to be efficient, and doing what's right for not only our cows, our environment, and our people. So, we had to be efficient, but also do the right thing. So we had some catch up to do on some of the efficiency side. And so we traveled all over the country looking for what is going to keep us here for another 50 years. And I personally probably went to 50 different dairy farms from east to west coast, probably 30 to 20 different states, and checked out a lot of different farms, and was really looking for a way. We were looking for a way to be here for 50 years. So we designed a building, and it's a cross ventilated barn. So cows really like consistency, and weather in New England is not always consistent. So we built a barn that kind of, takes that consistency, cow comfort efficiencies. And we designed a building that we can, keep all our cows in, and give them the best environment, the best climate. And it's, all based off of, there's a lot of technology involved, but we have 2,600 cows that we're milking three times per day, and producing about, right now we're about 25,000 gallons of milk per day in our facility.
Wow.
So,
25,000 milk a day.
25,000 gallons, yeah. So about 4 to 5 tanker loads a day we move out of here, or we bring to the milk plant.
Is that 7 days a week? Do you do it?
That's seven days a week, 365. Yeah, we actually don't shut down. Christmas, New Year's, cows don't usually stop.
Yeah, they don't take
really
a day off.
After she starts milking.
So is it that they have to be milked? Like you can't?
Yes, they do. So about every 8 hours, the cow or she wants to, be relieved on the milk. So they come into a milking parlor, and we actually have a 72 cow rotary parlor. It's like a big merry-go-round for cows where they walk on by themselves. There's some preparation that goes on. There's a milking unit that goes on. The milk flows out, and it takes about 10 minutes to go around the carousel, and they get off and walk back to their pen where they have access to food, water. They can walk around.
That carousel is pretty amazing too.
Yeah,
I saw that on. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing to watch too, and pretty simple. The cows really like it. If you watch a cow, you see her chewing her cud. That means they're content, and you see a lot of cud chewing on as you're watching the cows getting milk. So.
Do you have a video of that?
There's some on our, I don't think we have anything on our website on videos, but we do have some Facebook videos. If you want to check us out on Facebook or Instagram, we do have a social media, Oak Ridge Dairy LLC.
I'm definitely going to check that out because it's fat, and I'm definitely coming up to your farm because it's a beautiful, beautiful farm, and you have sunflowers and everything.
Yeah, so the unique part of our dairy, which we kind of are a total very unique in our industry, is we are surrounded by people. Our community has we have 17,000 people in our town, and we're farming in our so people from the Midwest said we're farming in a city. We are farming backed up to housing developments, and you can actually, we have a manure storage area where we store manure throughout the winter so we can spread it on our fields. But, that's within 2,000 feet of our high school, our town hall. So it's just like we're right in the middle of it. So we have to do a very good job on, cleanliness, and we have a great team of people that are you know, always trying to keep everything up in great shape so we can have a good image in our town, but also we try to be very transparent with our neighbors and show them what a modern day farm does. We don't try to hide anything because we are surrounded by people, and so we
I love that.
We have a very unique situation just in our industry, and people shake their head and wonder how we actually even do it. But we've been here for over 100 years, and the community really supports agriculture. And we actually have some very, very unique comments where we butt up against the cemetery, and we actually have people call our office and ask if we would spread manure during their dad's funeral because it would remind them of home. Or we've had in town meetings when we were building the facility, that some of the older men that lived in town, we were talking about, you know, some new practices that we're doing and it's going to reduce odor, and they didn't want that because we need the Ellington to still smell like cow manure because that just reminds them of home. So we are known for Smellington. That's a nickname for our town. Not extremely proud of it, but some people are. So we try to do our best, and we continue to innovate on ways to reduce that. But we do have some great community around us that supports us. So
yeah, so I mean that's pretty amazing, because you would think people would complain about that. So I used to live on a golf course in Delaware. My husband and I, and people complained about the smell of the chicken farm every season when they were before they'd harvest, and especially in the spring and fall when they'd have to spread the manure. And you're like, oh, it kind of hit you. And so I think it's really interesting that your community loves that. It's part of their childhood. Part of their home.
Most of them, we're very well supported. One thing that we do have is we farm roughly 3,000 acres, just under 3,000 acres, and really that's the only open space left in our community, and people really like the open space. So they realize if there's no farms, that's going to be housing development.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Got to have that open space. And I enjoy a farm myself, and I think actually it's one of the most beautiful sites that I've ever seen, and I have an appreciation for that. For instance, I grew up in Maryland, and I was Maryland has beautiful farms, and also neighboring us, it was Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Amish country and all of that. And so a lot of times on the weekends, we would go up there and take a drive or, you know, just go up to Amish country. And there was such a beauty to me to see just all that open farmland with miles and miles of that white picket fence, and you see a barn with maybe a Christmas wreath hanging on it in the snow and in the wintertime. I just think there's a beauty in that. It's just a beauty. And so I can appreciate your neighbors wanting to preserve that in your community. And you really do a lot to foster that that love of your community as well, because you have quite a bit of fundraising events on your farm. Tell us about that.
So we try to do as much as we can on giving back to our community. We have done some open houses over the past 2 years, and just in the past 2 years, we've done working with our local farmers market, doing a cow pie bingo, where we actually have a big bingo field and let cows out, and wherever they poop first, the winner gets a prize, and then it's actually 1,000 squares, and there's 1,000 squares, and each square is $10. So the winner gets a small portion of it, but the rest of it goes to a local food pantry. So that's one of the things that we've done over the past 2 years. And
Don't you have a festival in the fall?
We have done some for a few years. We've done open houses where we have people come in and show them what we do and why we do it. And we feel that's really important, just because there's a perception out there where, you know, people think, you know, farmers are trying to take advantage, and we just feel like we're doing some really good things, and we just want to show people what we do and why we do it. And you know, technology and innovation is happening everywhere, and we want to show people that you know, farming is doing the is keeping up with innovation, and you know, sometimes, like you mentioned, the white picket fence, and I think that's a really interesting perception, because some people think of a small little red barn and a few cows in it, and that's what's producing milk. And
right.
I think that's perception of a lot of people. And but we're trying to produce safe and healthy food to feed the world. And you know, that doing that is we need a lot of people producing food. So that's like we're producing quite a bit of milk, and sometimes the perception is people think we should be in a small little red barn, and that really wouldn't make us,
it wouldn't cut the mustard.
Yeah, it wouldn't be able to produce food for the world. And that's, you know, we're just a small portion of it. We can't even supply even Connecticut. So
but you're well on your way, and you're, you know what, sometimes I feel like that God doesn't expect us to save the world or even feed the world, the entire world, unless that's your calling, you know, like to be a missionary or something. You know, but I do feel like he expects us, when we see a need in our own backyard, to fulfill that need. And I think that you can save the world like one person, one neighborhood, one community at a time. And that's why
absolutely.
I feel like, that's why I feel like what you're doing with the Modern Milkman, and what your family at Oak Ridge Farm is doing in your local community. And that's why I wanted to feature you on my show this morning and talk with you, because there's a lot of farmers out there, because like you said earlier, at the top of the hour, that a lot of farming is a hard business. It's 24/7. And it's some farmers have crops that rely on the weather, you know, to grow their product and to sell. And some farmers have to lease their land, and their rates go up. Trade, what's going on in the world with trade and other countries, that affects. Do you find that to be true for yourselves as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There's many different challenges that we face on a daily basis, and it hasn't gotten any easier. So we just continue to just try to do the best thing that we possibly can. But you know, our prices are set. You know, trade has a big influence on our pricing, and just a lot of different things. We rely on the weather. We rely on trade. We rely on immigration. We rely on a lot of different things that are out of our control. So,
right. So, how many employees do you have? It looks like you have a pretty good family base. And I say family because I was looking on your website, and you offer 401k to your employees and a 40-hour work week. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. So, yeah, we have, depending on the season, anywhere between 45 and 50 employees. We do have some, you know, I have some cousins involved, but really we try to say that our whole work is our family. We have a lot of different countries represented here.
It's fabulous.
And, you know, we have we call it our Oak Ridge family, because we feel like, you know, there's a lot of different walks of life that are here, and we just try to, you know, we have some core values that we try to live by, and, you know, try to have everybody have the same values, and that's our Oak Ridge family. And, as we restructured our business a few years ago, we do have some employee ownership, which, you know, some of our employees have ownership that are not even from my family or not even from the U.S. So it's like we have some cool things, and we try to share it with everybody, and everybody's a part of the future.
That's a lot to be proud of, Seth. That's a lot to be proud of. And when you do that, then it makes your employees feel like family, and they have an investment for themselves. So That's another amazing thing that I really love about Oak Ridge Dairy and your family. And I want to hold that thought because we're going to expand on that. And we're going to, it's time for a station break. So we're going to take a short break. And if you have any questions or comments for Seth, we'll be taking calls around 10:45. You can dial in at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. So again, that number is 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to come on air. But first, we're going to take a short station break and we'll be right back.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with entrepreneur and CEO of Oak Ridge Farm, Seth Baylor of The Modern Milkman. Seth, before the break, we talked about the wonderful and rich history and legacy that you were blessed to be born into, but you actually have your own personal calling, belief system, and love for farming in a modern and entrepreneurial way. So I love the name, The Modern Milkman. It's simple and it's to the point. Can you tell me about your inspiration for this program?
So we started The Modern Milkman in 2019. It went live, but really the thought came in 2018. 2018 was a very challenging year in our business and in the industry, and just, you know, faced with many, many different financial and just a lot of struggles that we had. So we really were just like just trying to think outside the box and really try to see what our future is. And that's kind of what spurred the inspiration of, hey, you know, we had a lot of people asking where they can buy our milk, and our milk is sold as a commodity. So we sell it to a milk plant, which bottles under a lot of different brands and names. And we never had the opportunity to say, hey, this is our milk. It was pooled with other milk. So we decided to, hey, we would like to put some of our milk in our bottles, and we know it's our milk, and we know that the quality is there, and we can, you know, handle it all the steps of the way. So we said, how do we get some of our milk bottled? And then the next step was, how can we sell that? And it's like, do we put a little storefront up? And just looking at, you know, how society is going, and we're like, well, if we go from farm to table, and delivery is a big portion of how things are, how society is moving. So if we could figure out how to bottle our milk and deliver it and kind of go old school, but deliver with some, incorporate some technology and some innovation into it. And that's what kind of started it. And then we, you know, talk about different names, and we had a lot of, you know, input from others and said, hey, let's call it The Modern Milkman. And we teamed up with actually some other local farms, or not teamed up, but we call them partners because we get other products. We have milk, but that's all currently we're doing is our milk. But then we have other cheeses and bakery products and yogurts, yep, and other fridge staples that we get from other partners that we bring into The Modern Milkman box or subscription and deliver it to our local communities. So I guess that's the long answer. It was, we were kind of trying to think outside the box because the industry that we're in is tough and faces a lot of challenges. So we were just trying to think of new ways to innovate and looking at how the markets are going in convenience and technology and farm to table and local is super important. So we try to capture a lot of those, you know, trends and continue to try to work at that. And Modern Milkman is a very, very small portion of our business currently. for the Oak Ridge milk, but we hope to someday have that would be a future hub for our milk. And rather selling it as a commodity, we can sell it as direct to consumer, which would be our goal, you know, looking down the road.
I think it's ingenious. By thinking outside the box, you actually thought inside the box by having like a box delivery system. I think it's brilliant, yep. To be honest with you. And I think it does speak to my generation as well, because it kind of brings back those old-fashioned memories that we had as children. And, you know, growing up and finding the milk bottles on our front porch. And when we finished them, we'd put them back out, and we had milk cartons on our front porch. And when we finished drinking them, you put the milk back out, the milk bottles back out. The milkman would come the next day, take the empty bottles, and refill them with new bottles the next day. And we had our milk truck. And so you have two milk trucks now?
Currently we still have one, but it's running pretty hard.
Yeah, so you're expanding and you're growing. And I was going to ask you, is it being well received?
Yeah, very well received. First, like, we have a very good following in our local, our Ellington community, but then we've also expanded to all the towns that touch Ellington. So that's seven more towns. So we're only open in about 10 towns right now. But yeah, very well received. It's a great way to. You know, our mission behind it is connecting farmers to their communities, and that's just a great way to do it is, you know, people want to know where their food came from, and
exactly.
You know, we have a good quality product, so it's like a great way to connect to communities and show them what we do and why we do it.
So I want to really walk through your program because I think it's amazing. First of all, you were saying you touched on like the different products, but I think you have actually it's not just milk and eggs. It's it's chocolate milk and regular milk, and then you have eggs, and you have three different
butter.
Kinds of like Greek yogurts. You have cream cheese or sour cream. Different sour creams, and I like how you work with your local bakery, like because you help other, you know, entrepreneurial communities or vendors in your community. So you have a bakery that you work with, and so sometimes one month you'll have cookies or brownies.
Yeah,
you have a lot. I think you had a lot of product. I was surprised at how many products. I just thought it would be milk, eggs, and cheese, but it's not. You really have. A lot to choose from, a lot of different flavors.
And that's a growing, that's also, you know, keeping it fun and exciting, but also, you know, getting feedback from our customers and trying to, you know, give or get what the customers are looking for. So, you know, our fridge staples, milk, eggs, cheese, butter, yogurt, is a fridge staple, but then, you know, so is bread and so is sour cream. And so we've been adding products throughout the year, and we continue to want to add more products as we find vendors that fit our or other farms that fit our, you know, our future of just, you know, good quality, good image, and able to grow with us. So we have a good farm base right now, but we want to continue to find others that want to partner with us and offer more products and not get too many, but also offer what, you know, people want to buy directly from the farmers. And there's a lot of things like that that we can, you know, there's meats, there's produce. And in the future, we'd love to partner with more farms to get our products out there. And we have the platform on our website that is where people can order and, you know, the delivery, and we send out notifications a few days before, and they can customize their box or their products, whatever they'd like every week. So we have the platform, and we have a start, and we want to continue to grow that where we can connect more farmers to their community.
So it's a monthly?
You know, we have the no, it is actually a weekly delivery, but you can turn it on and off whenever you would like. So if you want to pause it 1 week, there's no charge. And also we have built in there where you can donate. So if you're on vacation,
yes,
if you don't want your products, you can actually just text or go on your account and hit donate, and your products will get automatically donated to a local food pantry. Last year, for our first year, we donated like almost 1,500 pounds of food. So
wow.
Butter, cheese, yogurt, and that's all fresh right from us. It's not, some of the times the food pantries get products that are a few days before they expire. So we're getting fresh products directly to the food pantries locally. And it's, we have actually people that signed up for a subscription and get it every week, but donate it every week because they realize the need that this food pantries are looking for fresh products like this, and they don't get them. So it's just another way to connect the community with farms.
I love that. So you're reaching out to another way to extend your hand to your local community and your customer base by providing for maybe families in need or maybe homeless people in your area, and mm-hmm. providing fresh products for them. And it also helps other people to help us to help other people in the local community. So I love that. If you're on vacation and you go, oh my gosh, I forgot, we're on vacation, we're getting our food. We're getting our food, we're not going to be there. You can just text and say, don't deliver it there, deliver my weekly subscription to the food pantry. So it's brilliant to me. I don't know. I think you're brilliant.
I definitely don't have it figured out, that's for sure.
I think it's amazing.
We have some really good people.
Yes, you do. And I just think Oak Ridge Dairy, and that's just part of your belief system. And I've seen this looking through your website and reading about your story and in speaking with you. It seems to me that this belief system and this core value and your faith has all led to your sustainability. Because you care about your neighbors, you care about whether they're bothered by the smell. You care, you're trying to bring them in to do something fun with them, so they feel a part of the community, and you're all really a family. Your whole community is a family. I'm sure you know most of your neighbors by name.
Yeah, we try.
And your family.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. So what do you see for the future of the Buttered Milk Man? Do you see a franchise, an ice cream shop, school programs?
So I guess we want to continue to grow the local, our local area. Year one, we did really well. We met our goals of what we were looking to do for year one. And our goals are we're trying to double this year. So it's just we're learning a lot and trying to get everything where it can be a good system and get good people. But, this Modern Milkman program could be duplicated in other areas of Connecticut, but also anywhere in the country. This model could work. And we don't know what the future will hold. Some of the driving things behind us is, can we create a future hub for Oak Ridge Dairy Milk? That means that we want to grow it locally here, but also the program or the Modern Milkman platform could be duplicated in other parts of the country. And, our mission is to connect farmers with their community. So it's like, this is the perfect way to do it. So, we're open, and we're going to kind of see where everything leads. We don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what the future is, but we will take it as it comes.
But you're growing, and I'm doing everything I can to let everyone know about this amazing program. And so can just what you said, not only just to grow the Modern Milkman, but the idea of the Modern Milkman. And to help other farms remain sustainable and to think outside the box as well for them. And you don't have to have dairy products. You can have your crops, and do it that same way. And you can, customize it for whatever products that the local farmers sell, corn, really anything. But I just I don't know. I just think it's a brilliant program, and it speaks to my old-fashioned, you know, my childhood and Americana to me. And it's mm-hmm. a way to, you know, you connect your local families. I think it's just a win-win for everybody. And I'm just real proud of you for doing this, and I'm proud of your family for their value system, for their stick-to-itiveness, their innovation, your entrepreneurship, and I just think it's amazing. So you have a family yourself, and you have a sixth generation on the way. Is that correct?
Yeah. I have a six-month-old or seven-month-old. So.
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's amazing!
Yeah.
And so, is your wife also involved?
No,
the farm?
Well, my wife's a dental hygienist. So.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Yeah. So.
Clean teeth and clean milk.
Yeah, clean teeth and good milk.
Good milk.
She actually drinks more milk than I do. So I drink milk, but she drinks a lot of milk. My wife does.
Now, I'm not sure how this works, so just forgive me if I sound ignorant on this, but how do you do fat-free milk? Do you offer fat-free milk, 2%, 1% in your milk product?
Yeah, so we farm creates whole milk, but then we bring it to a milk bottling facility, and we do separate the cream and the milk, and then we mix it back in for 1%, 2% whole milk, chocolate milk.
I wonder how you do that. I wonder what that process was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just
so you don't have chocolate cows.
Separator. No, we don't. We have some brown cows, but
that was always a question when we were kids. We would ask my father, how do they make chocolate milk? And he'd say, well, there's chocolate cows.
Yeah.
But how do you use that? How do you make chocolate milk? Because it's different than, like, the other brands of chocolate milk you go to the grocery store. There's definitely a difference in the taste of farm chocolate milk. How do you
do
that?
Secret recipes, I guess.
I see. You're not allowed to tell that. I just was wondering how you make your
chocolate and milk in the straight from the farm is definitely
it's totally
definitely
different.
One of a kind. Yeah,
it is. So if I wanted to make a trip up to your farm, would I be able to purchase any products right there on the spot?
Actually, we don't have anything. We don't have a farm store currently, so everything is online-based, but you can purchase our milk in a few of the local grocery stores like Ellington.
Okay.
Big
so you're
y
providing
Ellington,
also to your – that's also your customer base then?
Yep. So we have four – we're in four Big Y's in our community around us. So Ellington, Stafford, Talland, Manchester, Big Y, we are selling our milk in. So that's another way to get our milk. But we don't actually offer the other products in the grocery stores.
Not yet, but you're getting there.
Not yet. Yep.
Well, that's amazing.
Yep.
I'm sorry, were you getting ready to say something?
No.
What do you want us to know about farming overall? Is there anything out there that misconceptions that you would like our listeners to know about?
I guess I just encourage everybody to know their farmers, and there is a lot of misleading information. You can Google anything and get two different views. So know your farmers. And even farmers don't have a lot of time to do a lot of different things. So sometimes the information is not available. So get to know your farmers and believe in what they do, and I think that's probably you might need a doctor or a lawyer or a policeman once in your life, but you need a farmer three times a day. So there's a lot, we get a lot of people that might not believe in what we believe in, but they don't realize the amount of work and effort that goes into producing food and the amount of steps and processes that we go through to produce it in the You know, if
so
you
we
ask
can eat.
The, yeah, and there's, you know, a lot. We try to do our very best to do, you know, transparency and open, and we do tours and all that. But, you know, if you ask some kids in our local schools where their milk comes from, they still think the grocery store. So farmers
right.
need to do a better job on educating. But, you know, I offer the same thing to people that are listening is, you know, reach out to your farmers and see how you can help them, because it's not easy. There is a lot of misconceptions out there, and like anything, there's different ways of doing different things. You know, there's 100 different ways to produce milk, and sometimes on a marketing, they like to put one down to raise themselves up, and I feel that all farmers are
viable.
Good, and big farms, small farms, organic or not organic, that all farmers are good because they're producing food to, you know, trying to produce safe and healthy food to feed our growing world and or growing communities, whatever you'd like to say. But all farmers serve a purpose, and just get to know them.
That's excellent. That's an excellent word. You were saying something about the schools, and I saw a picture of you visiting a school. So you go to schools. Do you talk to the kids about farming? And
yeah, we do. I've done some career days myself. We try to work with our local, like VOAG school, and we'll do tours. But we've done quite a few tours with, you know, a school bus full of first graders through the farm.
That's great.
And our goal is to do more. As we built the new facility, we had that in the back of our mind. We have some steps to
implement.
We have some hoops to jump through on our local permitting for fire marshal and all that to do more of it. But our future is to try to bring more people through and educate on modern day farming.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could have Oak Ridge Dairy or the Modern Milkman deliver to schools for the kids' lunches in your local community?
Yeah,
that would be amazing. Well, it's all there. It's just in the Lord's timing. You know, it's you've really set that up, and so now it's just God's timing and prayer, and you know, just keep on doing what you're doing with the attitude that you've had and your belief system, and I think you're going to get there. I've seen growth just in the last year. I'm real proud of you. Unfortunately, our time is up. As they say in this business, that's a wrap. But I really appreciate and thank you for taking the time out of your busy farming schedule to be here, because operating a farm is a 24/7 lifestyle and business. So thank you so much for coming. And
yeah, you're welcome. And I can say that if anybody ever has any questions or would like to talk, I do not have everything figured out. I'm always learning, but I'm always willing to talk, and we're always looking for new ideas and ways. So if anybody has ideas or would want to talk, I guess I would be open. I don't have things figured out, but I like to learn and I like to network. So if you would want to share our website, or if the people want to go on to oakridgedairy.com or modernmilkman.com and leave a comment, they'll get to me.
We're definitely going to do that. Would you mind? I always love to bless our guests before we close out the program. Would you mind if we close out with a short prayer?
No, that would be good.
Lord, thank you for Seth Baylor and your vision through him to help local families in Central Connecticut through Oak Ridge Farms, the Modern Milkman Program. We thank you especially for our farmers across our nation and around the world that provide for our own tables every day. We pray for provision and support for our hardworking farmers, and to Seth Baylor and Oak Ridge Dairy through the Modern Milkman, so that they can continue the calling to serve our nation's local families. We thank you also for Seth's commitment to provide an opportunity for others to donate to his local community. We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you would like to learn more about Oak Ridge Dairy Farm, its history and legacy, you can do so by visiting their website, like Seth just said, at www.oakridgedairy.com. And if you live in the Central Connecticut area and wish to sign up to have Oak Ridge Dairy provide delivery to your family, from their parlor to your front porch, as they say, you can check your zip code to see if the Modern Milkman is currently delivering in your area. If not, and or if you're not local to the area, but wish to donate to help those in need through Oak Ridge Dairy Farm local families, please feel free to visit their website at www.modernmilkman.com and go to the Food Partnership Program. Why not schedule a visit to bring your family or school group to tour Oak Ridge Dairy? I'm going to. You can do so by visiting their website and scroll to Down on the Farm and click on Visit Oak Ridge Dairy. Or if you would like to contact Seth and connect with him or network with him, you can call Oak Ridge Dairy at 860-375-2968 or email him at office@oakridgedairy.com. On social media, you can follow the Modern Milkman and Oak Ridge Dairy on Facebook and Instagram, respectively. Remember, our farmers and farm families all over the nation need our support. If you know of a struggling farm family in your area, please share this podcast via our website to educate and encourage them on alternative ways that they may discover to sustain their own farming legacies. The Up to Me Magazine Show will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. So mark your calendars and meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe. And on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Up to Me Radio, this is Gabby G saying take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back to share it with us because you know what? It's your life, your moment. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, as we listen to the fabulous theme song, Wake Up, by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
number. We can do this no longer. Me have to say, wake up and live. Your life is full of purpose. Must see that you're worth it. Again I say, wake up and live. From your sleepless slumber, we can do